Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Fido to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 8th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I'm just here on my own today, just hanging out with you guys, talking about some Big Brother Canada 6 live feeds and everything that happened on them yesterday. So make sure you come and join me on Rob Has a Website. Come and chat with me in that chat room on that page. You can send questions to me there or on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. But I'm here. I'm just going to let you know everything that's going on these feeds, because it wasn't the biggest day in terms of things happening, but we got some movements. We got a veto played and won, and we got some interesting stuff heading toward the end of this week. So let's get right into it. So the veto players were picked at the start of the day. Obviously, Ryan, Kayla, Will, they are playing. And the people that were picked were, oh boy, this was a bad pick for anybody that's not a Johnny fan or that really anybody. Bad pick for most people, but Johnny. Johnny, Erica, and Derek are chosen to play in the veto, which means that Ryan has to beat basically all of the best competitors in the house: Kayla, Will, Johnny, Erica, and maybe you could consider Derek a decent competitor. Maybe. If he wants to stay safe. So he's got a rough road ahead of him here. In the meantime, Paris has a conversation with Ryan, where Paris is now sort of confronting Ryan, sort of similar to what Maddie did. But Paris is saying, how could you say that I'm in on the plan to go after Dayla when I knew nothing about it, Ryan? I thought you were going after Allie. She's basically trying to incept this idea that she had nothing to do with the Dayla plan, even though obviously she did know. But she's doing that thing where she's lying to the source of the information, like, no, you're mistaken, I had no idea about that, right, Ryan? And Ryan is like, I guess, I mean, I thought you were, nope, I had nothing to do with it. And he's like, okay. She's like, look, it's Maddie's fault. Maddie played us both. She told me that you were going after Allie. She told you to say to people that you were going after Dayla. Maddie is this evil mastermind, and she played us both, Ryan. She played us both. And Ryan is like, oh no. Oh no, Maddie played us. And it's like, it's hard to know if Ryan is genuinely convinced by this, or if he is just kind of like, okay, fine, Paris, we'll just say it was Maddie. But he seems to be genuinely pretty upset with Maddie, especially after the whole hour-long confrontation from the night before. So he comes away from this conversation being pretty annoyed with Maddie. Paris is just like, Maddie is Paris's secret weapon in that she just constantly blames Maddie for everything, which really Ryan should feel a kinship with Maddie for that reason. Let's talk to the chat a little bit, because when I'm here alone, I get to talk to you guys more. It's who needs these updaters to talk to when I've got you lovely people. Kelly is curious, do the house guests know that Johnny's a Wiccan, and do they know that he's a Wiccan and it doesn't matter, or do they not know? I'm pretty sure they don't know. I don't think he's really talked about it much. He may have talked about it recently, but I'm not entirely sure. But it's definitely come up in the fan base a lot recently, because it's a reason to be like, oh, Johnny's a Wiccan. Isn't that terrible? He should go home. Which, you know, I don't really know much about Wiccan, so not for me to say. But I don't think he doesn't talk about it much at all, which I think was evidenced by the fact that even when the interviewer brought it up pre-show, he was like, yeah, I don't really talk about it, which probably very smart of Johnny to not do that. So Laura asks, hey, Erica is not immune. Any hope of a back door? Yes, this is, you know, Erica is going to play in this veto, which we haven't talked about yet. So theoretically, she's immune. But yes, this is potentially her first opportunity for being vulnerable for eviction. However, nobody's talking about backdooring her. Kayla doesn't want to do it. Allie doesn't want to do it. Nobody wants to go after her yet. She's been immune for so long. They're a little gun shy. They're a little like, I don't know. Are we really able to? This feels like a trap. So they're not doing it. So Johnny and Liv have a conversation. Johnny's now playing in the veto. He's asking Liv, should I be going for this veto? Should I be trying to win this? Because obviously if he doesn't have to, it would be great if he doesn't, because why put another win on his resume, making it 4 to tie Erica. And now him and Erica have won 8 of the 14 competitions. That's not a great thing. So, he, you know, obviously he would like to not win it if he doesn't have to, but, he asks Liv, and Liv is like, yeah, you should win. And he's like, am I in danger by the back door? Am I in trouble here? She's like, not like a ton of trouble, but, you should win. You should win it. You should definitely win it. So Johnny's like, all right, I'm going to win. I'm going to do it. Michael asks, what's a Wiccan? I don't know. Here, let's Google Wiccan, spelled WICCAN. A contemporary pagan new religious movement. It was developed in England during the first half of the 20th century and introduced to the public in 1954 by Gerald Gardner, a retired British civil servant. That doesn't really tell me much. Sorry, guys. Maybe I'll read up on Wiccan for the next morning update. So Paris and Maddie have a conversation, and Paris is basically, like chiding Matt, like, Maddie, bad girl, you're going and talking to Kayla, because Maddie's gone up to talk to Kayla in the HOH room a couple times, to just like hang out and be like, thanks for not nominating me. And Paris is like, no, bad. You're not allowed to talk to her. That's bad. I saved you. You need to listen to me. Do what I say. And Maddie's like, what do you want from me? I'm just talking to Kayla. We're just like hanging out. She's like, no. Bad. She says, I've saved you 4 times. I've stuck my neck out on the line for you 4 times. And you need to listen to me and stop talking about Johnny, because I'm the one that saved you. Which, you know, is true this week, but it was definitely Johnny the other weeks. But, you know, Paris, she has her ideas of what she's done in the game. And the big win this week has definitely emboldened her to feel more strongly about her wins in previous weeks that may or may not have happened. So Patty says, Wiccan beliefs are nature and trees, stuff like that. Sure. So I like how this is like a live feed update / Wiccan education. All right, so Allie and Liv have a conversation. Allie is very disappointed in the result of this week. She was not wanting Ryan to go on the block. She hopes that we will get somebody to target Johnny next week, because she feels like she needs to take some kind of shot at Erica, but she doesn't want to take the shot at Erica herself. It's very interesting. Johnny's target is mostly placed on him by Erica. I think that Johnny moving forward, I think, should be trying to push Erica out in front of him as a shield, because Erica should be Johnny's shield, but she's not for whatever reason. People are too scared to go after Erica. They feel like Johnny is a more accessible target. So I think that Johnny needs to start subtly throwing Erica under the bus if he wants to get back his position in the house of being invulnerable to targets. So that's I feel like Johnny should be doing that. So Liv is pointing out, but hey, wait, if what happens, like, because Allie's like, oh, if we go to the final 6 with Dayla and Johnny and Erica, that's terrible for us. We're the weakest pair there. We'd be in a terrible spot. And Liv's like, really though? Because I feel like Dayla and Jerrica would go after each other, leaving us in the middle. That would be kind of great, wouldn't it? And Allie's like, that's kind of a good point. It's food for thought for Allie. She's not totally sold on taking the shot against Erica and Johnny as much as she was before. She doesn't think it's quite as necessary because that is a decent proposal. I think Erica kind of takes the wrong approach with it. We'll talk about that in just a second. Allie goes from this conversation, she talks to Derek and Kayla, and she says, like, you know, we could still target Johnny next week or something, right? Like, you guys could do that, right? Like, if Derek won, maybe backdoor Johnny that week or something. And Derek's like, yeah, a big player should definitely go home at that point for sure. Allie talks about how dangerous Erica is, but Allie is now talking about, like, yeah, she's dangerous, but I feel like we should keep her until like the final five, which I don't know about this, Allie. I feel like if Allie's plan is let's take out Johnny and then bring Erica to the final five with two pairs. First of all, if Erica gets to the final five and Big Brother Canada has not changed the layout of their competitions to make them not as easily won, then Erica has a very good chance of just winning out from the final five and winning the game automatically, which is bad in and of itself. But then even if she doesn't win out from the final five, you've got two pairs. And in a situation where there's two pairs and one extra person in the final five, you know what happens? The two pairs go after each other and the person in the middle gets to move forward. And if that person in the middle is really good at competitions, that is like worst case scenario. This is the worst final five that Allie could possibly imagine. I hope that she does not stick to it because she's basically gifting Erica the win at that point. But we'll see. Like I said, I think that Johnny needs to start. Johnny should be taking that position. Johnny should be like, no, I'm the weaker of the pair of us. You should be taking me to the perfect final five spot. We got Nina. I fear that people won't see how good Johnny is, just as with Paris. Like with Godfrey, like in the final two, a lot of people have mentioned that that if Johnny makes it to the final two, that he will win automatically, which I do think is true. I think that Johnny has a very good chance of winning in the final two. Godfrey was doing really well, but people weren't seeing it until they left the house. And then there were so many twists distracting people that that they weren't able to see it. Paris, on the other hand, I do agree, Nina. She might have some trouble getting credit, especially because she's trying to take credit for a lot of things that she didn't ultimately do. If Paris is in the final two and somebody like Johnny is in the jury and Paris is saying, I kept Maddie safe for 4 weeks, Johnny's going to be like, excuse me, I kept Maddie safe for at least three of those weeks. And that may not be the best look for Paris. So we'll have to see how that works out for Paris. Tristan points out Derek actually likes Johnny a lot, though. That's true. I think that another thing that Johnny should be doing is bonding more with Derek individually, because he's going to have a hard time with Kayla. Kayla's too smart. She doesn't buy into the bonding stuff, although she definitely bought into Paris's. But Johnny just doesn't have the history with Kayla that Paris does to manipulate Kayla in the way that Paris did. So I think that if Johnny can focus his efforts on Derek, then Derek can kind of be his advocate, which has happened in the past, for sure. So let's see. We got a Wiccan update from Ainsley. Wicca takes some stuff from early witchcraft traditions, but also incorporates pagan practices, nature worship, and generally is a duotheistic goddess and god religion, which separates it from witchcraft and magic type stuff, I think. Wicca is not my most well-known religion. Well, thank you, Ainsley. That's more information than I knew before. So there we go. All right. So that is Allie's plan. Then moving on, we had Derek and Kayla briefly wondering after their conversation with Allie, if Ryan wins the veto, should we backdoor Johnny? Would we have the votes? Maybe we should still take that move. They had kind of gone off of it, but Allie kind of talked them back into it a little bit toward the end of the segment of the day before the veto. And they ultimately counted their votes. They were like, maybe we should do this. Maybe that is the option here. It would have been interesting to see what would have happened if Ryan won the veto and Johnny went on the block up next to Will. I think it might have been a close vote, actually, because they certainly thought that Olivia was one of their votes, and I'm not sure that she is. However, we don't have to worry about any of that. We don't have to think about any of that. We don't have to talk about any of that because we have the veto competition play out, and Johnny is our winner. Johnny, I was feeling all week long like this was Johnny's week. This was Johnny's week to go home, but not only did Paris help him out, but he kind of walked himself out of a backdoor target a little bit and then manages to win the veto here. So Johnny will be safe for the week, regardless of what happens with the twist and anything else. And, You gotta give props to Johnny. Really, at this point, I'm starting to question Big Brother Canada and their competitions, because it's like, we saw what happened last year, and I love Kevin and I loved watching Kevin, break the game, but I don't want it to stay broken. And I would like to see some more variety in the competition winners. I'll just say that I would like to see some more variety. I would like to see more luck based competitions so that we can, not that there's a problem with the season, because despite the fact that many of the same people are winning over and over, we're still getting a ton of variety in terms of alliance shifting and targets shifting and so on and so forth. But I do like to see what happens when like, hey, what if Ryan can pull out a veto out of nowhere? Let's just make him a little more random. Take some cues from BBUS. So Johnny has the veto. He kind of wants to use it on Will. And here's why. Will expect him to use it on him, because Will is like, Johnny's a good ally of mine. Obviously, you know, Johnny doesn't want to piss Will off by not using it in the same way that Will is pissed off at Dayla for nominating him in the first place. It's kind of like how Kevin and Bruno got in trouble with Dylan and Emily last season when they didn't use the veto, or I think it was Kevin didn't use the veto. And it's like, he's kind of in a tough spot there. So he kind of wants to use it, and then, you know, cause who cares if Will is just the pawn, he can use it. They can put Maddie or Paris up or whoever and still send Ryan home. But he knows that, he knows that Dayla would be kind of upset with him if he did that. So he's still kind of contemplating, I think. It's still definitely possible that he decides to use it after talking with Will some more. But I think the most likely outcome is that Johnny does not use the veto here, and we just see people vote Ryan out of the house. So Paris talks to Ryan. Now that Johnny has won the veto, she's already working on some jury management, talking about, you know, who would you vote for in the end? Would you vote for Maddie? And Ryan is saying, I would theoretically vote for Maddie, but I'd probably vote for you over Maddie. I'm not going to be a bitter juror, he says, but you'd better explain every aspect of your game if you want me to vote for you. I like to see that Paris is working on journey management here. Ryan does say that he likes Paris a lot. So I do think that Paris has a vote in Ryan for sure. I'm not sure if that's who you want to be your advocate in the jury house. I can imagine it now, like Ryan trying to explain to Johnny, like, no. Paris did save Maddie all of those times. Paris is the mastermind behind everything. And it's just like, no, we're not buying this, Ryan. Yes. People are asking about the veto competition. It was some kind of puzzle. Yes. I think that's what they're asking. Tristan, Ryan would have had a good shot at a puzzle competition. It was a puzzle thing. I think there was some running back and forth involved though. So there was a little bit of physical aspect to it, I think, but, I never really pay much attention to what the competition was because I don't really care that much. Except for, you know, I care that it should be a little more random. That's what I care about. Michael says there's a big push in the chats to save Ryan with the twist, I imagine. I had Kevin Martin reach out to me on Twitter asking if I can stump here for Ryan, try to save Ryan. And my question to Kevin just this morning was, how much of the action is he willing to cut me into if Ryan ends up winning the game? Everybody has a price. No twists. Paris talks to the cameras after she talks to Ryan, and this is where she talks about, like, I've saved Maddie so many times. This week I needed to take Ryan out over Maddie because I have more control over Maddie. Really just pushing a narrative where she is the prime mover in all situations in the house, which just does not really connect, right? Like, she has been losing allies over and over. This week she is losing an ally in Ryan, and she made that happen for sure, but to put herself in the driver's seat and say, like, I controlled this outcome. Oh, if only, she says this, if only Ryan had won the veto, then I could have talked Kayla into backdooring Erica. What a move that would have been. It's like, I wish that she was a little more self-aware about, like, you have done some good things, but a lot of it has just been like base self-preservation, right? Like, this was, don't target me. And then she managed to save Maddie this week, but she just pushed the target onto Ryan, who was never coming after Paris. So it's not like this was like a big, like, this was a good move by Paris. It was impressive what she managed to do, but it didn't like improve her standing in the house by a ton. She certainly helped strengthen her relationship with Dayla, which is a good thing for her. Her position in the house is still pretty solid in the sense that not a lot of people are going to be gunning for her to go home, but she's not running the house. And, it could go one of two ways, honestly. If she goes to the finals and she talks about how she ran the house, it could be a situation where maybe nobody knows better and maybe they kind of believe her. We've seen that happen on Australian Survivor. Who knows? Could go either way. Anyway, we have Erica and Liv talking toward the end of the day, and they're talking about how untrustworthy Allie is. She's so untrustworthy. She's so sketchy. Erica says, look, if people told me that you, Liv, were coming after me, I'd be like, yeah, right. But if people told me that Allie was coming after me, I'd believe it because Allie's sketchy. She talks to everyone. She's always talking about trying to make big moves. It's all over the place. So she's asking Liv, like, what was there another plan going on? And Liv admits, yeah, like, Allie was kind of pushing, you know, Dayla. They were kind of considering a backdoor Johnny move. And Erica was like, I knew it. And Liv says, please don't tell Johnny this because I don't want to, like, that would be awkward. Erica's like, don't worry, I'm not going to tell Johnny. I feel like I want him to be good with Kayla. And I think he will be. I think people overestimate how paranoid he is. I think that he's feeling kind of good with Kayla, and I feel like that's a good thing for us. So, they say that they're not going to tell Johnny, but you never know. Erica might still do it because they have solidified their final two, Erica and Johnny. Erica talks then about their final six. Erica would love a final six of Liv, Allie, Erica, Johnny, Will, and Maddie. thing to note here, this is the final six that she talked about with Johnny. This was Johnny's proposed final six. And it seems like that has stuck. I do think that Erica is pretty loyal to this final two with Johnny. I don't know if she would like actually take him down to the final two, but who knows? She seems like the kind of player that would theoretically do that. So, so she's talking about that. Liv says that ultimately Kayla kind of backed off from the backdoor Johnny plan. They think that they're still pretty good there. And Liv mentions like, yeah, regarding Allie, you know, she's not a good ally. Like I keep her around because she's easy to beat, but like not because she's a useful ally to me. And you know, usually when people say things like this, I'm like, you take it with a grain of salt. I think there's some truth here, though, with Liv, because she really doesn't seem to want this Johnny plan to happen. She has undermined. I mean, you might even blame Liv for Johnny winning the veto here because she gave Johnny a little bit of a heads up. So. Who knows? Who knows what's happening there? Allie, she just keeps rising and falling constantly. And maybe someday she'll eventually get cut for it. But, you know, who knows? Make sure you send some questions into me. That's about the day. But there's obviously some more stuff that we can get into if you guys want some more details, because I'm here. I'm uncut. We got no other people in the way. Yeah, of me telling you the juicy details of the day. From Island Living on Twitter, when will people figure out they can't win against Johnny or Erica? When will they take a shot? I don't know, because they should be very worried. They should, Johnny and Erica should be everyone's main target, hands down. No question. And for whatever reason, they're not. Johnny is being targeted by like maybe one person, maybe, and then maybe a couple. Like Allie is kind of coming for Johnny. And then Derek and Kayla are a little bit thinking about coming for Johnny. And then almost nobody is coming for Erica, even though they're talking about how dangerous Erica is. They're talking about how dangerous Johnny is. They're not making the moves. They're too scared, or something. I don't know. But these people should be top of they have won, the two of them together have won more than 50% of the competitions. And that is incredibly dangerous in a show where just last season, somebody won out from final eight on. Like that's crazy. We're getting pretty close to the final eight. But they're all so scared of the triple. They're all so scared of the triple that they don't know how to operate. They're all just focused on, well, when the triple comes, we gotta create a precedent for no triples anymore, because it's really starting to impact these players. We did get a question from Tom Palmer, who asks about the triple. In my opinion, are the house guests shaping their gameplay around the possible triple eviction, or using the triple eviction as an excuse for their gameplay? I think they're genuinely shaping their game around the triple eviction. And I think that obviously with that comes some level of excuse, right? So Kayla and Allie, the two of them saying like, oh, we're not going to go after the other pair because we need them for the triple. That is an excuse to hide why they're not going after each other. However, they are genuinely behind the scenes also planning and making plans based on this anticipated triple. Paris is making plans based on the anticipated triple. Like everybody is. And it's very annoying. Very annoying. The one little flaw in the wonderful gameplay that we've gotten so far this season, I think, is just how focused these people are on the triple. Not that I can blame them, because we're constantly saying, oh, well, you got to be prepared for the twists. If they come, you got to be prepared for the triple. That's the game. But this is what we mean by being prepared for the triple, talking about it weeks and weeks in advance and basing your entire game around it. That's what it takes to be quote unquote prepared for the triple. And it's not fun and it won't even work anyway. Ryan asks, should we try to flush the twist on Will? You know, I had that thought. I did have that thought, because some people have been asking, like, you know, if we do have the option to not use the twist, which would be wonderful. If we all chose to not use the twist and we send the message to production that we don't like the twist, However, the odds of that happening maybe are a little slim. So people have been asking me, should we try and use the twist in a way that doesn't impact the game at all? Meaning this week now, the two people left on the block are Ryan and Will. Ryan is going home. If Will is saved from eviction with the twist, then somebody else like Maddie or Paris, probably Maddie, would go up in his place and Ryan would still go home. No harm, no foul for the most part. Obviously, Kayla has to piss off Maddie a little bit, but that's minimal damage here with the twist. You can minimize the damage. And whereas if we manage to say no to the twist this week and it goes into next week, then there could be another hugely impacting thing that would destroy the game mechanics and all of that kind of stuff. So people have been talking about, should we flush the veto on Will or the save or whatever you want to say, the twist? You know, I prefer to be an idealist, to be honest. I'd prefer to just not use the twist because, look, even if the twist doesn't have an impact on the game, it still has a long-term impact on the game where people are worried about the twists. So I would still say I prefer for it to not be used, but I guess I would concede that if it were to be used, I would like it to be used in a way that doesn't impact the game very much, which is my normal cynical view on twists. I'm still going to vote no on the twist. I think that everyone should. I think that we should tell production we don't like these twists, and that even if it does something that you like in the short term, it does damage the game in the long term. But you know, I don't know how much of a voice we actually have. So, you know, it's all about that. Do you have a spirit inside of you that tells you to vote your conscience? Has Johnny considered that Erica might go up if he uses the veto? No, he has not. He doesn't really think that is an option, and I don't think it is an option. I think that especially if they're not expecting it, I don't think they're going to take a shot at Erica. They haven't really talked about it, and they don't really seem to be willing to, especially without Allie and Liv's support. Patty says, I truly believe Johnny is going to drag Maddie to the end and screw Erica over because he knows everyone doesn't like Maddie or take her seriously. I would say I agree. I think that Johnny will not take Erica. I think he knows he loses against Erica. Whereas the other way around, I'm not sure that Erica is willing to cut Johnny because I don't think she necessarily needs to. I think that Erica is a little bit more popular than Johnny. And she won her competitions first. She's still the true comp beast in that pair right now. What is Will doing this week? Gonzalo asks. He barely talked about him. Will has quieted down. He was very mad when he was nominated, but he has quieted down a bit. And he's sort of, you know, he's calmed himself. He's taking things a little bit slowly. He's working on trying to just not piss anybody off. He understands that Ryan should be going home and that he doesn't want to make any waves. So that's what he's up to. Not too many big conversations or big moves or anything. Jay asks, whose chances improve / decline in a jury vote versus Canada fan vote in case there is no jury? Honestly, it really comes down to how are people edited. You know, obviously I think there are no like super, super big fan favorites. Maybe Erica I honestly don't think it makes that much of a difference, to be honest. I think that Erica wins if it's a fan vote. And I think Erica wins if it's a jury vote. I think in most situations, maybe Paris has a much better shot at winning the game if it's a fan vote, because I think that her edit is a lot stronger than her feed content or than how the other players see her. Let's see. Jocelyn, I'm ready for Maddie to go. Oh my. Tristan says, Johnny wants to save Ryan, Will in case Ryan has a power or Canada votes. Yes, they are worried about a twist. Look, twists don't even have to come and people are scared of them. That's the impact the twists have. And if you reinforce this idea, if you put in this secret, you know, veto, then they're going to be worried about it for the rest of the season and they're going to start playing a little more scared. Super Chicken asks, is Johnny still the front runner? Interesting question. I think that he is not nearly as much of a front runner as he was before. But he is definitely up there. I think that right now, I still feel like people will turn on Erica, but Erica seems to be in almost as good a spot as Johnny is now. I think that Liv is in a great spot. I think that Paris is in a decent spot. So I would say those four are kind of the front runners at the moment. But a lot of this has to do with what happens with the twists, what happens with the competitions. And again, this house is so fluid, it's hard to really have a true front runner, because they're all pretty even. Tracy asks, do I like how Kayla handled her HOH? No, I don't. I'm sorry, Kayla. I think that ultimately this was not a terrible outcome. I think that Paris is now on board with not going after Dayla at the moment. She feels like she has influence over them now. Obviously, Allie and Liv are not, or at least Allie isn't ready to go after Dayla. But I do think that they pissed Will off more than they needed to. I think that the looseness of how they handled the potentially backdooring Johnny plan, Liv, it's already gotten out to Erica. I don't think it's going to be too much time before it gets back to Johnny, and that's going to be bad news for them, because I think Johnny's feeling actually pretty decently with them right now. But if it gets back to him that they were considering backdooring him, then he is going to go full force against them again. He's going to turn Will fully against them. He's going to get Maddie on board. I think, and then Paris will whine about how she's losing another ally in Kayla and Derek. So that's dangerous. That's dangerous stuff. And I feel like it was, look, she had a tough road to begin with though. And I feel like she is coming out of this week in a slightly better spot. And, I think that she can blame I think she has outs now that she didn't have before. I think her position has improved, from where it was before she won the HOH, because I think she was in a lot of danger before she won. And now, especially with how she, I think she mishandled things in some ways, but the outcome I think is a slightly net positive, because she does have some outs. She can tell Johnny, look, I wasn't going to backdoor you, but Allie was really pushing it hard. And she can turn Johnny against Allie that way. I think that would be something that's possible for her to do. I think that that's something that everybody would jump on board with. Allie would be the next Ryan, and she could skate by another week that way. And I think that would be impressive stuff from Kayla. So, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I think that the outcome was good. The way she handled it wasn't best. It's the way things go in the Big Brother house. Jocelyn, who would win in an Allie and Liv final two? I think that Liv for sure would win in that one. Allie getting there would be more impressive, I think, to people, but people just like Liv more. They don't trust Allie. Allie doesn't have a lot of personal bonds with people. Like, even like Liv is somebody that she has a personal bond with, but Liv is constantly downplaying that personal bond. Whereas Liv makes a lot of personal bonds. I think people would love to see Liv win the game, especially over Allie. Patty asked, why didn't Dayla let Will implode other people's games when he was so mad? When he was talking about knowing secrets, I don't know. If I were Kayla, I would have been like, you've got secrets? Well, let me know then. Tell me. But she didn't. So I don't really know why she didn't. I think she felt like she knew already. And then later when Paris told her that, no, maybe it was Ryan, that she kind of doubted herself. All right. I think that's about all we've got today. A nice little Q&A session for the live feed update on a slower day with no guest. So thank you everyone for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this one. Make sure you subscribe to these podcasts on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. You can do it on the dedicated Big Brother feed or the Reality TV Rehapups feed, where you can also find the Taran Show and all of that great stuff. I recently spoke to Scott St. Pierre on the Taran Show, and this week I spoke with our good friend Haley Strong. So make sure you check that one out, coming to you tomorrow on Monday night. And Rob will be live Monday night as well. I believe it will be Rob, Bruno and myself on the Monday Night Recap. So that will be a lot of fun. Make sure you check that one out. And of course, I will be live tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on the feeds tomorrow. And then the LFC Roundtable Tuesday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. So lots of fun stuff headed your way. Thank you again for joining me. This has been a lot of fun, and I will see you next time.